Hello, this is Dana. I wanted to share some things with you as a congregation. Trust this finds you all doing well. I was thinking about the fact that we are not together physically, and yet I trust that this morning we can be together in spirit. I'd like to read to you from Ephesians 6 in the NLT. I'm going to read 10 through 18, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. That good news is the gospel. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Just want us to notice especially verse 18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Today as we join together in prayer, let's especially remember to pray for each other. We're not together, but we can be together in spirit. In Colossians 2, 5 through 7, it says, For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, as I was thinking about this, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to be afraid of if we choose to be. We can be fearful. We can ignore what's going on. Or we can trust God in the face of adversity. I think that we probably would not be very honest if we would say that we're not worried. Even if the coronavirus isn't necessarily making us nervous, being out of work makes us nervous. What if the economy collapses? That makes us nervous. I would like to encourage us this morning to, again, going back to Ephesians, putting on all of God's armor. And remember, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. This isn't something that is only physical. This is a spiritual thing. How are we responding? How am I responding to the pressures around me? I've been reminded myself of how easily it is for me to trust in my own ability to make a living, my own ability to get jobs and so on. And I'm just realizing how little I can do on my own. So again, this morning, just let's be in prayer for each other. Let's encourage each other. Things I'd like for us to pray for today would be that number one, that our hearts be turned to Christ and each other. And again, this is in the bulletin today too, these prayer points. Our hearts be turned to Christ and each other. Number two, repentance and revival in our hearts and our nation. As we pray for revival, we start with praying that God revive our own hearts. Number three, that we would not fear, but trust in the one who is in control. That's another thing I've just been rejoicing in, is that while it does seem scary sometimes, it's very uncertain what the economy is going to look like in the next month or 2 months or 6 months. But we do know that Christ is in control. None of this is surprising God. And it's just reassuring to know that God is in control. And then the last point that I have for prayer is for our government leaders. You know, the other day I was driving down the road and I was kind of fussing about this whole thing that the governor of Michigan closing down everything and overreacting and so on. And I was just struck by the thought that we don't know. We don't know the information that she has. We don't know what we would do in that situation. And I'm sure that she doesn't know if she's making the right decision. I know personally what it's like to feel like I have to make a decision. You come to a point, you don't know what to do. Sometimes it's spur of the moment. Sometimes you have time to think about it. But either way, you have to make a decision, even if you're not sure you're making the right decision. And it's really easy for us to judge those decisions, to think the governor should have done this or shouldn't be doing that. And I was just really struck by the thought that I need to be content to let them make those decisions, to be willing to subject myself to those laws. Maybe as a side note here, let's be really careful what kind of testimony we're leaving. People are watching how we respond to government. And I think that we need to be really careful how much we, I guess, be careful to honor our authorities. God has placed them. The scriptures clearly tell us that the powers that be are ordained of God. It's not an accident who the governor of Michigan is. It's not an accident who the governor of Indiana is. And I think we need to be careful that we're not just doing our own thing and ignoring them. Let's be careful what kind of testimony we leave. That was free. But so anyways, back to the thing of being thankful, praying for our authorities, being thankful for them, asking God to give them wisdom. And let's just mind our testimony through all of this. Pray for each other, lift each other up. If any of you are struggling, if this is causing you financial hardship, we as a ministry team want to know about that. Please be candid enough to share that with us. And let's just keep pulling together for Christ in the kingdom, for Christ in the church. And may his name be made great in everything we do. Lord bless you all. I love you all. Let's be praying for each other. And I was just thinking this morning that if and when we get back to having services, I am looking forward to our first time back together again. I think this has been a good reminder to me of how much I love and appreciate the church. And I really do love you all. And we'll talk at you later. Thank you. Well, I just went back and listened to the audio and thought I ought to at least apologize for the poor level of recording, for the breathing into the mic or whatever the mouthpiece is on a phone, and for the background noises. I'm not professional. Those of you who know me best aren't surprised that it's not better. But trust it's okay.
Thank you, and God bless.